the museum guard. In an effort to write scenes that demonstrate the range of my experience, I've sometimes put incidents together that happened on different days. The names of museum personnel have been changed. One, the Grand Staircase. In the basement of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, below the arms and armor wing and outside the guard's dispatch office, there are stacks of empty art crates. The crates come in all shapes and sizes. Some are big and boxy, others wide and depthless like paintings. But they are uniformly imposing, heavily constructed of pale, raw lumber, fit to ship rare treasures or exotic beasts. On the morning of my first day in uniform, I stand beside these sturdy, romantic things, wondering what my own role in the museum will feel like. At the moment, I am too absorbed by my surroundings to feel like much of anything. A woman arrives to meet me, a guard I am assigned to shadow called Ada. Tall and straw-haired, abrupt in her movements, she looks and acts like an enchanted broom. She greets me with an unfamiliar accent, Finnish, beats dandruff off the shoulders of my dark blue suit, frowns at its poor fit, and whisks me away down a bare concrete corridor where signs warn, "Yield to art in transit." A chalice on a dolly glides by. We climb a scuffed staircase to the second floor, passing a motorized scissor lift, for hanging paintings and changing light bulbs, I'm told. Tucked beside one of its wheels is a folded daily news, a paper coffee cup, and a dog-eared copy of Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha. "Filth," Ada spits. "Keep personal items in your locker." She pushes through the crash bar of a nondescript metal door, and the colors switch on Wizard of Oz style, as we face El Greco's phantasmagoric landscape, the view of Toledo. No time to gape. At Ada's pace, the paintings fly by like the pages of a flip book, centuries rolling backward and forward, subject matter toggling between the sacred and profane, Spain becoming France, becoming Holland, becoming Italy. In front of Raphael's Madonna and Child enthroned with saints almost 8 feet tall, we halt. "This is our first post, the sea post," Ada announces. "Until 10 o'clock, we will stand here. Then we will stand there. At 11, we will stand on our A post down there. We will wander a bit, we will pace, but this, my friend, is where we are. Then we will get coffee. I suppose that this is your home section, the old master paintings?" I tell her yes, I believe so. "Then you are lucky," she continues. "You'll be posted in other sections too, eventually. One day ancient Egypt, the next day Jackson Pollock. But dispatch will post you here your first few months, and after that, oh, 60% of your days. When you are here," she stamps twice, "wood floors, easy on the feet. You might not believe it, my friend, but believe it. A 12-hour day on wood is like an 8-hour day on marble. An 8-hour day on wood is like nothing. Pfft, your feet will barely hurt." We appear to be in the high Renaissance galleries. On every wall, imposing paintings hang from skinny copper wires. The room, too, is imposing, perhaps 40 feet by 20, with egress through double-wide doorways leading in three directions. The floor is as mellow as Ada had promised, and the ceiling is high, with skylights aided by lamps pointed down at various strategic angles. There's a single bench near the center of the room, upon which lies a discarded Chinese language map. Past the bench, a pair of wires dangle loosely toward a conspicuously empty spot on the wall. Ada addresses it. "You see the signed paper slip," she says, motioning toward the sole evidence that this isn't a shocking crime scene. "Mr. Francesco Granacci was hanging here, but the conservator has taken him in for a cleaning. He might also have been out on loan, under examination in the curator's office, or having his picture taken in the photography studio. Who knows? But there will be a slip, and that you will notice." We pace along a shin-high bungee cable, which keeps us a yard or so from the paintings, and enter the next gallery under our watch. Here, Botticelli appears to be the famous name, and after that there is a third, smaller gallery dominated by more Florentines. This is our domain until 10 a.m., when we will shift to the three galleries beyond. "Protect life and property in that order," Ada continues, beginning to lecture with uniform staccato emphasis. "It's a straightforward job, young man, but we also must not be idiots. We keep our eyes peeled. We look around. Like scarecrows, we prevent nuisance. When there are minor incidents, we deal with them. When there are major incidents, we alert the command center,